Morning, we are on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara has just had two psukim that send you conflicting messages. One pasuk was that Eishes Avicha, which Rabbi Yehuda darshan to say that it has to be a woman that the father can marry. And the second pasuk said Meletes Bayis and Meletes Chutz, which said that even if the woman is somebody that the father can't marry, it's Chutz, still the daughter is a sister. So we have two conflicting messages. So we decided that Chayvei Krisus, even though he's not allowed to be married, that's the one of Chutz, that it is a sister. And Eishes Avicha is to exclude a non-Jew. That's what we decided. And the question is, why did we decide that way? That's what we're up to. Sukta Gemara. We are up to Ema. Ema is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th line from the top on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The 11th line from the top on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Press the Gemara Ema the other way. Instead of saying that Meletes Bayis and Meletes Chutz includes a sister from Chayvei Krisus, and Eishes Avicha excludes a sister from a non-Jewish woman, Ema Bein Shaymer Lach Avicha Kayim Bein Shaymer Lach Avicha Hoitzei V'yamer Rachmana Achoyzchehi. Let us say that that pasuk in Meletes Bayis and Meletes Chutz that says whether we let your father, whether the marriage is a valid marriage or it's a chutz, it's a non-valid marriage. Let us say that is talking about L'rabas Achoyzim Mishivcha V'avenes Kuchavim, to include a sister that's born from a non-Jewish woman, either from a non-Jewish woman or from a Shivcha Kananis, right? And, right, let's say that. Amakra, Bas Eishes Avicha, Mishi Yesh La'ishes La'avicha, Ba'prat La'choysim Mishivcha V'vedes Kuchavim. The answer is no. We use the other pasuk of Eishes Avicha to exclude that girl, that she's not considered your sister because your father had no valid marriage with the non-Jew. Who decided that that's the way to go? Maybe we should do the exact opposite. That a daughter born from a non-Jewish woman is your sister, and a daughter born from a Chayvei Krisus is not your sister. So the Gemara Mistabra Chayvei Krisus Havilei L'Rabbi, Shekein Kavsabem Kedusha L'Alma. Of the two, Chayvei Krisus are eligible for Kedushin, not from this man, but they are in the Parsha of Jewish marriage. They have Kedushin, right? So let's say a person would live with his sister, right? Or with another Chayvei Krisus, let's say his, or a Chayvei Mises Bez, his daughter, right? So there's no Kedushin. He can't marry his daughter, but his daughter can get married to a Jewish man. She is in the Parsha of Kedushin, as opposed to a non-Jewish woman who can't get married to any Jewish man. So if we want to exclude, it makes sense to exclude the offspring of the non-Jewish woman who's not at all in the parsha of marriage, rather than exclude the Jewish woman who, even though can't marry this person, is in the parsha of marriage. So therefore, when we have the two psukim, one that says that a sister has to be from somebody that's eligible for a valid marriage, one that says even not eligible for a valid marriage, we'd rather say that the one that we include is the one that's eligible for a marriage, not to this person, rather than include the lady that's not eligible for any marriage. That's what the Gemara answers. So the Gemara Mistabra Chayvei Krisus Havilei L'Rabbis Shekein Kavsu B'Kedushin L'Alma. At least Kedushin works for other people. But Hashem, Shivcha Ve'Vedes Kuchavim cannot marry anybody. There is no parsha of Kedushin. Even though a Shivcha marries an Eved, it's not a marriage. It's like living together. There is no concept of Kedushin. Practicing Gemara Adarabba, Shivcha Ve'Vedes Kuchavim Havleil Rabbis. The Megayra L'Diday Nami talks about Kedushin. On the other hand, you can look at it and say, this non-Jewish woman can once marry this guy if she's Megayra. She is eligible for marriage to him. The Chayvei Krisus will never be eligible for marriage to him. So maybe if you have to weigh which one are we including as a sister, which one's offspring do we include as a sister and which ones we don't, you could make an argument that the non-Jewish woman has an ability to get married to him one day. So therefore, her offspring, even now, should be considered a sister. Whereas the Chai B'Krisis will never have a chance to marry this guy, and therefore the offspring should not be considered a sister. That's the Gemara's question. Zok the Gemara, the Chai Megayra Guf Achrinahi. When she's Megayra, she's a new person. This person, this non-Jewish woman, can never marry this yet, ever. When she's Megayra, she's not that person. She's Kikot and Shanay L'dami. She's considered a new person. So when you look at her in her non-Jewish state, she will never be eligible for marriage to this man. She could turn herself into something else, but then she's not the same person. Rashi. No Rashi. No Rashi. So therefore we decide that since we have two psukim, one that says a daughter from a marriage that's invalid is a sister, and one that says a daughter from a marriage that's invalid is not a sister, so logic dictates to us that we should split it up and say the ones that's from an invalid marriage from a woman who is capable of marriage, not to this guy, but to others, is a sister. And from one that's from a woman that is incapable of marriage in her current state, so therefore that offspring should not be a sister. That's how Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Pasuk Bas Eishes Savicha. This is where he learns out that offspring from a non-Jewish woman is not considered related said, it's only a sister if it comes from a woman that their father can marry. And based on our contradiction and resolving the contradiction, we excluded a non-Jewish woman in a shibcha that their offspring is not considered your halachic sister. It's a biological non-halachic sister. That's so what the pasuk is revealing. I'm sorry?
So if she's Megayer, then he can marry her right out?
Why not?
Okay. Biological. Not biological,
she's a new person. Oh, meaning we don't allow a person to marry his sister because the Shloyim Rabbonim Mekdusha Chamur L'Kdusha Kala. That the girl will say, I wasn't allowed to marry my brother as a guy, but now because I'm a guyer. But see, I said there would be no sister. Not his sister. They're not related. She's not related. She's not his sister. She was married, born from a Gleish lady. You know, they asked Ramesha the following Shiloh. What happens if a mother is Megayer with her son? Is there an Isser Yichud? Because halachically it's no longer mother and son. So can he be alone with her in a house? Mother and son, there's no Isser Yichud. How about a Gerim that the mother and son were Megayer? Ramesha Paskins, and it could be others, I'm sure others agree as well, it's not like good, that Yichud depends on the Isser. The reason about mother and son has no Isser Yichud is because the Torah says that there's no Yetzihara for incest. And that's a biological function, not a halachic function. And therefore, since she's biologically his mother, there is no Isser Yichud. That's for Ramesha Paskins. Same would be true with the father and the daughter.
I thought Rabbi had this whole thing, Rabbi was saying, since all the families were close together.
Again, I didn't say that. I said that's why they asked for Tzniyah. It's true. But the bottom line is there's no Isser Yichud by a mother and a son. Because I'll never ask it. Nobody ever asked it. So Ramesha says that's a biological function, not a halachic function. Therefore, there would be no Isser Yichud between a mother and a son that are Megayer or a father and a daughter that are Megayer, even though they're no longer halachically related to each other.
Don't have the
Eitzahara either. What?
They don't have
the Eitzahara. I guess they don't have it, you know.
Yeah, but all these laws and Torahs are all just...
Well, the Torah said it.
I
know. Yeah, but Ochel Maitha, they didn't ask the Yichud by a mother and a daughter. It's not. There must be a reason, right? So the Gemara learns out that we don't ask that because there's no Eitzahara for that. Yes.
At Har Sinai, people were crying because they were with people that we consider us are now, but even though they're Megayer.
I did not say that there's no Isser Yichud with any relative. I said, there's no Issur Yichud with a father and a daughter and a mother and a son. That's all I said. I did not say that there's no Issur Yichud with an aunt.
Uh-huh.
Or with a niece. I never said that.
Okay.
I said it, the Gemara says that there's no Issur Yichud, a father and a daughter and a mother and a son and a mother. That's all I said. And that's halacha.
How about a grandson?
Same thing. As a son. Again, it's to live with a mother too. And it's to live with a daughter too. The Gemara says that there's no Issur Yichud on those Arayas. That's the Gemara Bait. Rabbi Yitzi Rabbanan. The Mute Shimcha Vevenet Kechav Menalu. Rabbanan didn't dash in Bas Eishu Savicha for that. They dash in Bas Eishu Savicha was to give a second lav to someone who married his sister who's from a wife that's married to his father. Right? They said there's an Issur of sister, and there's also an Issur of Bas Eishu Savicha. They did not use Achoy Tzchehi to exclude and say there's only one. So according to them, Bas Eishu Savicha does not teach me that a sister is only from a woman eligible for marriage. So how do they know that a person's sister born from a non-Jewish woman is not a sister? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda has a source. Where is the Rabbanon's source? And for the Gemara Navkulahu, it says that when an Eved Ivri marries a Shibcha Kananit, which the Torah allows, the Torah says if one buys an Eved Ivri. Now I want to explain something. An Eved Ivri is a regular Yid. Regular Yid has all the halachas of a Yid. He's basically sold to work for somebody for 6 years. No halacha except for one changes for him. He's chayav in Shabbos. He's chayav in everything. He's a regular Yid. He counts for minyan. He can marry a Jewish wife. He's a regular Yid who has to work for somebody for 6 years and can't quit. He's basically an employee who has no option of quitting for 6 years. The Torah made one exception. The Torah allowed the owner of the Eved Ivri to use him to produce avadim. He can be used as a person to produce slaves for his owner. So therefore he's allowed to tell him, I want you to live with this Shivcha Kananis, which no other from yet is allowed to live with. But the Torah allowed it for an Eved Ivri. Yes. The Torah allowed it for an Eved Ivri. Right? And the Torah said, you can make your Eved Ivri live with the Shibcha Kananis. And what happens to the children? They belong to the owner. They're his Avadim Kananim. Now, if they have a relationship to their Jewish father, how can they be Avadim Kananim? The answer is, they go by mother, they don't go by father. Matrilineal descent. This is the source. It belongs to the master. Meaning, the guy leaves, and these kids aren't Jewish. They belong to the master. They're Avadim Kananim. So we see that a relationship with a Shibcha Kananis, and at this point we are comparing this point, Shibcha Kananis and a non-Jewish woman. Therefore, we see the concept that relatives born from a non-Jewish woman are not related to the Jew. Well, but son is not a son. A sister is not a sister. Makes sense. Either there are relatives or there aren't relatives. If it's not related to our father, she's not related to our brother. A person's related to their sister because they share a father or a mother. Here, they're not related to, the kid itself is not related to her father, so how can they be related to you?
So, there was the Eved Ivri who was with this one of these women, has a daughter, and then his son from another, from a Jewish, becomes the Eved Ivri to the same othering. He can view.
Correct. Maybe we'll leave for sure. They're not related. Correct.
This Adam, he can't force the Eved, right?
Why not? He owns them. This is the only heter that the Torah gave that made a difference in halacha by an Eved Ivri to any other Jew. Now the Torah allows that the owner can use him to produce avadim. He becomes an Eved producer.
Is it like Yehume, that's a Midaitor?
Reuben bought him. I own you. Therefore, you do my bidding, just like I can send you out to harvest my field, and you can't say, no, I don't want to do it. Right? Now, whatever means I can do to get you to harvest my field, I can do to make you produce my avodah.
I mean, we had that machlokas over there by Yehume.
Again, it's nothing to do with that.
No, it's
zero to do with Yibum.
No, what I'm trying to bring out is, if you're
equated
to Kedushin.
There's no Kedushin. You can't have Kedushin with the Shevchei Knan.
I'm talking about the relationship between the Adon and the Eved. And
I lost you.
So you mean the mitzvah of say to listen to your Adon?
Oh, no, man. Reuben buys Shimon as a slave, and he sends him out to harvest the field. What if Shimon says no? He says, I don't want to harvest the field. I don't do such things. I don't know what that law is when the Eved refuses to listen.
It's a little bit different.
What's the difference? It's part of his job.
The machine, then.
Machine, yes.
Obviously, there are some people that are going to tell their husband to get lost. I don't know what happens to an Eved that tells his husband to get lost. I don't know what the mechanism of forcing an Eved to comply with his terms of Avdus. I don't know.
The Shifcha Knani Cesari Mekabel Yiddishkeit?
A Shifcha Knani is a regular, we went through this last week.
Yeah.
A Shifcha Knani is a Gaisha girl, or she was born a Shifcha Knani, who has to keep all the mitzvahs of a lady. She's considered a Jew for most things. She can't marry a Jewish man, and she is stuck to be an shivcha. She never goes free unless her master frees her or knocks out her eye or tooth. She's not a non-Jewish woman in the sense that she can't marry a guy, and she has to keep Shabbos, and she has to keep kosher, and she has to keep karsa mishpacha, and she has to light candles on Friday night. All the mitzvahs of a lady she has. She can live with an Eved Kenani without Kedushin.
Is she related to her son?
No. That's a sugya in Sanhedrin. The answer is no.
So he's not, he doesn't have to give Kiba aim to her?
Biblically, for sure not. Biblically, for sure not.
Rabbi, my question was similar. What about if the owner is also the one who fathered her child? There's no relationship at all halakhically, in any Jewish sense, between him.
An owner has no right to live with a Shevchei Knani.
I'm not saying he had a right.
But there's no relationship at all.
But now there's nothing. There's no obligation for him to support this kid as a slave in any other sense of the word.
He's like any other slave. He did an Isser. An owner is not allowed to live with a Shevchei Knani.
I understand. I understand. I'm just wondering, once the kid is there, there are no halakhic obligations like he would have for a Jewish child of any sort, a non-Jewish
it's
child.
Like, there's no relationship of father to son. It's Eved to master.
Okay.
There's no chinuch. There's no chayv chinuch on how this Eved.
He's an Eved Knani. He's not your son.
Who teaches him Yiddishkeit?
Who teaches every Eved Yiddishkeit?
Only a father does.
Oh, I guess in this case, there's no father. By no Eved has a son that's related to him, really. They're all above him. I guess by growing up in the master's house, just like he wants to have an Eved Kenani, he has to make sure he's robed, because if not, it'll ruin his kitchen and it'll mess him up. The guy's chayv in Shabbos, so somebody will teach him Hilchos Shabbos. I don't know who. By the way, chinuch is only drabanan. But the Rai said there's no obligation for a father to teach him. Well, like, he has to teach him tyrants, I guess he has to teach him that.
The Shinantim Levanecha is not Chiyuv of Chinuch?
No, it's not. It's just to teach him Taira, which automatically will teach him some halakas. But there's no Chiyuv for me to see that my kid does mitzvahs. My Chiyuv is to teach my kid Taira. Rabbinically, I have a Chiyuv to see that he does mitzvahs. But it's not the Sugya now. We're off the topic. Rabbi Yehuda, what is his response? Isn't there a pasuk of Eishah v'Yodeha? So why does he need the pasuk of Bas Eishah Savicha? But the Gemara chad v'shibcha v'chad v'evedet k'chav m'tzvichi. He says, I need one pasuk to tell me that the offspring of a shibcha is not related to him. That's the pasuk of Eishah v'Yodeha. Then I need the other pasuk of Bas Eishah Savicha to tell me that the offspring from a non-Jewish lady is not related to him. M'tzvichi, I need both pasukim. Why? Yes, mina shibcha, mishim de'ein lo chayah. A shibcha has no relationship to her children. Forget it. A shibcha, as we mentioned moments ago, a shibcha can marry an eved, legal, perfectly. The children are not related to their parents. There's no concept of chayas. By a guy, father and son, there's a concept of chayas. There's inheritance. There's a obligations of sons to fathers. I don't know if this is keep it out of aim, but there's a relationship. The Torah recognizes the relationship between parents and children. It does not recognize any relationship between slaves and their children. So therefore, if a Jewish man has a child from a Shibcha Kananis, it's logical that that son, that child, will not have a relationship to their father because the mother also has no relationship to that son. But by a non-Jewish lady, she has her lineage. She is related to her children. Her child has the halachas of a son, cannot live with a mother, has all the halachas and restrictions that there are by Gaisha children to their parents. But there is a recognition of child parent, a Maloi. So maybe it's related to his Jewish father as well. So I need a pasuk to tell me that a son from a non-Jewish lady is not related. You're living with a non-Jewish lady that has no shaykhus to tayyag mitzvah. And therefore, it's a different nation, it's a different breed, it's a different mitzvah. You're not related to a son or daughter that's born from a woman that has no shaykhus to Judaism. Abba Shibcha, the shaykh of the mitzvah. Shibcha is chayiv in all the mitzvahs that a woman is chayiv in. She's Jewish in a lot of sense. Hey, Maloy, maybe over there the child is related to you. It's not from a non-Jewish woman. It's from a woman that keeps Shabbos. It's a woman that keeps kashrus. A woman that lights candles. A woman that does all these things. Tariqa, that's why I need two psukim. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's response to the Rabbanan is, you're right. You have a pasuk of Yishvul Yadav. That only tells me Shibcha. It doesn't carry over to a non-Jewish woman. Rashi Shibcha Ein L'chayis. Ein Lo Yachas. There is no... What word is what? How does Archko translate Chayas?
Family relationship.
However, a Gaish woman or child has a family relationship. The Torah recognizes family. Hadrimon ben Tavrimon. Shibcha Chayab and Mishaycha b'mitzvah. Kol mitzvah she'isha chayabatva, abat chayabba. Any mitzvah that a woman is chayiv, any eved or shibcha is chayiv, the gomer l'olam isha, we learn it out from Gzeri Shabbat. You had a question? The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a shiloh, whether an eved Kanani can live with his mother. I believe the Gemara paskins there that he can. I don't remember. It's just against the Sanhedrin. I believe it paskins that he can.
Can?
I don't know. Not his mother.
Are they question for Aiden?
Who, Evan? No.
They have the same as Horace, maybe. They have the same as Horace as Elisha. They have the same ownership
as Elisha. Yes. Everything. She can't marry a Jewish man. She has no yachas to her children. Now, an eved can't be an aid. And the Gemara in Baba Kama tries to have a source for that. How do I know an eved can't be an aid? He's chayav mitzvah. So we have to have psukim that teach us that he's not chayiv, and that he can't be an aid.
We're talking about
Evan Ivy. He's a regular yid.
Isha can be an aid.
No, she cannot.
Isha for
Isurim, she can be an aid.
So
can an Evan Kanani. Meaning he can testify that this is not, that this is kosher. I think Eilecha Nemen Bisurim, I think in Eben Kanani's belief, or Shem Chikinon. Don't think of my writer, Brabanan. How do they know? Ashkechon Shivcha. They have a Pasik for Shivcha. Avel is Kechav Minolu. Where do they know a Gaya Shalait? The bottom line is they're left without a Pasik for a Gaya Shalait. Bechitei Menelu from Shivcha and the Mitzvah Shishi. If you want to learn that from Shivcha, we just showed that you can't. Because Shivcha has no chayas. A Geisha lady does have family relationships. So maybe the father is related to his son from a Geisha lady. Zakti Gemara, Amar Rab Yechanan, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yechoi. Amar Kra, Ki Yatsar Es Bincham Achra. We had this before, let me explain it again. The Pasuk says, do not intermarry, because he will turn your son away from me. Referring to a grandson. He, referring to your Gaisha son-in-law, will remove your son, referring to your grandson, Bincha, your grandson, from following me. Meaning the Gaisha father will get his son, who's a Jew, to do Avodah Zarah. It does not say that she will remove your son from following me. It says it about the male. In an intermarriage, don't intermarry, because what's going to happen is your Gaisha son-in-law will get your grandson to serve Avodah Zarah. Now, why doesn't the Torah say he or she will remove your grandson from serving me? The answer is, if it's she, it's not your grandson. But the fact that the Torah says, do not intermarry because your son-in-law will remove your grandson from being serving Hashem, but make him serve, get him to serve Avodah Zarah, that means we're not concerned about a grandson that comes from a Geisha woman. We're only concerned the grandson that comes from a Jewish woman who's married to a Geisha man. That's why the Torah expresses itself, Ki Yasser, Dr. Gemara, Am Rabbi Yechim Shem Shem Michoi, Am Akra, Ki Yasser is Bincha Me'achrai. Bincha Yisraelis, Kari Bincha. A son from a Jewish lady is referred to as your grandson. The Aim Bincha, Ma'avaitis Kechavim, Kari Bincha, Ela Benai.
This is the source.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi. It doesn't say she will remove. The husband of your daughter will remove the son that your daughter gives birth to, your grandson, from following me. It doesn't go back on that you shouldn't have his daughter for your son. We don't say we're afraid that she will persuade her son to go away. A son from a guy who comes, gives birth from your daughter is your grandson. It is not called bincha. This is the source. So we have to see what Rabbi Yossi does with this pasuk. But this is the source according to the Rabbanan, that a son born from a Geisha lady is not your son. Because the Torah is not concerned about grandchildren born from a Geisha lady, because they're not your grandchildren. I mean, it's not right you're going to have Geisha grandchildren, but they're not your grandchildren. Correct the Gemara. Don't think about it. Amar Avina. Shmami, no? Ben Bitcha, Abam Rai, Bekachavim Kari Bincha. But a grandchild that's born to your daughter from a guy is still called your grandchild, meaning it's unaffected. Now that gets involved in a sugya which we will have later in the fourth parak. Is that child a kosher Jew? A child born, we paskin yes, so halacha l'maisa, a guy lives with a Jewish woman and they give birth to a child, that child is fully Jewish. No psul, he's not a mamzer, he's nothing. But that's a big sugya later on. There's a big machlokes about it. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin, he's not a mamzer. But it's a big sugya. So, from here, Ravina seems to say, a grandson born from your daughter, from a Gaisha husband, is called your grandson. Seems to indicate that it's a grandson without a blemish. It's not a mamzer. Because if it would be a mamzer, he wouldn't say that line, it's called your grandson. He would have to say, it's your grandson, the mamzer. He didn't say that. He said, it's called your grandson, which seems to indicate, Shmamina, that he's taking sides in that machlokes later on, which is the way we paskel, by the way. And for the Gemara and the mamzer lehavi kasher nami lehavi, Yisrael pasul mikri. You don't see that he's totally nothing. He's not a mamzer, but he's still pasul enough that it's a girl we wouldn't want to marry a kayim.
He didn't say that.
Meaning he said it's considered your grandson. By not identifying a mamzer, he seems to say it's not a mamzer. But that doesn't mean that there's no blemish at all. That's what the Gemara says. He's a pogrom, it's called. He can marry a Jewish person. There's no iser. We don't let a kayin marry a daughter of a ger, of a guy who lived with a Jewish woman. Halacha l'maaseh, I don't know, but this is what the Gemara says Ravina holds. Zok Rashi, Mamina, Kiyasir is Mincha, Mekmina, Lidin, Bencha, Telus, Bitcha, Loibet, Gekhovim, Alma, Ben, Bitcha, Abom, Loibet, Gekhovim, Kroyin, Ami, Bincha. And later on, that's a machloikus. The answer is, it's not a mamzer, but it might not be 100% kosher, meaning 100% kosher to marry a Jewish Yisrael. No restrictions. To a kayan, it's pogum. That's what we're trying to speak out. Meaning a kayan should not marry a daughter of a Gaisha man and a Jewish woman. Again, I'm not passing a local mice, that's what the Gemara is saying here, yes.
The mamzer, the would be toasted.
Yes, it would. Chaybi Lavin.
Chaybi Lavin is not.
Kedusha is Chaybi Lavin. Chaybi
Lavin is not a mamzer.
What's that? A mamzer. Again. This is the sugya later on. The Gemara has Mandi Amrim that say that even though a guy who marries a Jewish woman, the woman is only ever alive. The kids are mamzer anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't get there yet. It'll be in the fourth marriage. Let's continue tomorrow.